from West Virginia read the same book all the time. At first I thought perhaps she wasn't settled in her mind. She'd read it front to back and then she'd read it over again. She knew that I knew she knew what happened in the end. She would go to work each morning, that's the book she would take. She would read it on her lunch hour, she would read it on her break. Her calm expression never changed from page to page to page. You know the story never changed from day to day to day. Some people say it was a book about a love affair that grew and grew throughout the years and never knew a care. A book wherein the people loved and dreams all turned out right. They say she even took the book to bed with her at night. I recall the tattered pages and the cover faded out of a walking wind-blown woman by some old majestic house. One day I even asked her why she did that and she said, "Mr. Glenn, this is the best book I've ever read." Some people say it was a book about a great romance. She picked it up at night, she didn't make the high school dance. Ain't it strange what life can sometimes do to people's minds? Like the girl in West Virginia reads the same book all the time. Some people say it was a book about a great romance. She picked it up at night, she didn't make the high school dance. Ain't it strange what life can sometimes do to people's minds? Like the girl in West Virginia reads the same book all the time. Like the girl in West Virginia read the Bible all the time.